from the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
Hi, Troy.
Hi.
Hi. Let's get straight into awesome records that you brought along.
Let's do that. Now, there was a little series of records came out about 3 years ago. Three volumes of compilations under the name Shaolin Soul.
Oh, that looks like...
Why is it called Shaolin Soul? Well, basically, these are the... a lot of the tunes that are Wu-Tang and Wu-Tang-affiliated artists.
Well, just a minute, Troy. Joe Guy, you like the Wu-Tang Clan, don't you?
Yeah.
Nice one, yeah.
So anyway. Joe Guy really likes the Wu-Tang Clan.
Oh, does she?
Do you have any of the Wu-Tang Clan clothes?
I don't.
Yeah, she doesn't have any of the clothes, Troy.
Well, that's all right.
Anyway, so
Shaolin Soul is a series of three double albums, and they are now back in print. Look, I've given you number two to look at there. What have we got on it?
Some of the best music that's ever been written, ever.
Yeah, wow.
Wow. So you got Syl Johnson, I Hear the Love Chimes.
That's a good one.
I hear what you're saying there. Ann Peebles, I'm going to tear your playhouse down.
Well.
Please. Baby Huey and the Babysitters, Hard Times. The Emotions, I like it. Jackson 5, Maybe Tomorrow. Syl Johnson, I Walked Away. Al Green, Something. Eddie Holman, It's Over. Montana, Warp Factor 2. And this track we're about to play by Black Ivory. Called I Keep Asking You Questions. Troy, tell some others.
Black Ivory, I think their album came out in 1972. And they were... I don't really know too much about them. There are three young men with big afros, and they're produced by Patrick Adams, who went on to be like a big disco producer. This is not disco, though. This is that R&B soul, which you got at the tail end of the 60s, beginning of the 70s. They're pretty cool. I've only heard that one album. Maybe they've done more.
I only looked at one side of that. Sorry. I just noticed this is actually two. This is a double album.
Yes, it is. Let's hear what's on the other bit.
The Detroit Emeralds, You're Getting Too Smart. Lady Sophia, I Got the Blues. Southside Movement, I've Been Watching You. The Sweet Inspirations, Why Marry?
Wow.
Mad Lads, Gone. The Promises of Yesterday. George Jackson, Aretha, Sing One for Me.
Aretha, Sing One for Me.
And then Teddy Pendergrass says... Come Go With Me. And then Syl Johnson, That's Just My Luck. And Al Green, Simply Beautiful. I love that song. Jesus. Here, you hold that.
All right. So
I
keep asking you questions. You keep telling me lies. There's the full name of the song. Whoa. And Joe Guy's going to recognize this now. Listen to this. It's Criminology by Raekwon.
Yeah. I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Ay, ay, ay.
They went to Leroy.
When was this recorded?
72.
Production's amazing.
Yeah.
That's the sort of song you'd say, can that song come and have a sleepover?
Oh, it's a bit grubby though.
Yeah, hard out. I said that I would leave you, which I never thought I'd do. Now it looks so easy. Oh yeah. Wow. Tune. Alright, I'll take that, thanks, Troy.
Done.
That's another on-ear purchase.
It is.
Shit. Okay, alright. Okay! See, it's not all about Record Store Day, is it? That's cool, man.
So you can hear just from this, if you're a Wu fan, like Joe Guy, and you've never heard these originals, you'll hear that not only did they have like a really creative sort of vision, they had massively good taste when it came to tunes.
Oh man, which is the foundation of why that band is so great.
I'd agree.
Right, what else we got, Troy?
Well, funny you should mention records today, because sometimes things arrive to us a little bit late for the day, and they're like trickling on Monday. But there was some that we did have a couple of copies of this, but now we've got our actual allocation arrived. Now, again, this is, strange enough, 1972 as well. This is a group from the Bahamas called The Beginning of the End, and as you can explain their logo to us.
the beginning of the end. It's the well, I can tell you this. I can tell you something really interesting about this. The infinity sign.
Okay, go ahead.
If you have put a camera somewhere.
Yep.
And you track where the sun sits in the sky.
Yeah.
During the year, it makes the infinity sign. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I always assumed
out of it, amen.
I thought it was like an Ouroboros thing.
What does that mean?
You know that.
I only know what I know from learning it, but on websites.
I looked on the Google and
I listened to the Google. He didn't even call me back.
So the beginning of the end, like I said, we're a group from the Bahamas, from Nassau. Now, have we heard of them before? Yes, we've all heard Funky Nassau. Now, what came out for records today? Strut put out this amazing 12-inch that has Funky Nassau on the B.
The full-length version and a full-length edit. How do you have a full-length edit?
Yeah, good question. But let's hit this tune, the side A, Fishman.
Fishman! Oh, my God! Is it a man that's like a fish?
Well,
let's have a look. Could be a man. Maybe a fishmonger.
Well, there you go. He's of course, they're in Nassau, so what do you think is the more likely explanation as to why this is Fishman? You'll hear. It says in the lyrics.
It's a fisherman.
Yeah.
More likely than a man who's a fish.
Yeah.
We're too fast, aren't we?
Well, we could play it at 33 if you wanted.
Hey, man, you're the one who said that.
I just
throw me under the bus.
I just chucked it on the platter.
Here we go.
So, a man who is a fish, the man from Atlantis. No, what we have here is remember that? Yeah.
I think this is a bit more. This is a bit more realistic, isn't it?
So. People have like gone back and tried to describe what beginning of the end were, whether they were like what did Strut say here? They said it's folk soul, Caribbean folk soul classic. Okay.
Oh, isn't it? That is a pretty man with his bag of fish. I've got a bag of fish. Shouts out at the top of his voice, yeah.
Come on.
I got fish to sell.
Yeah.
Do you want to see?
It's pretty much pretty clear what's going on there, isn't it?
It is. Hey,
I'm the fish man.
There you go.
It's a cool track, though. I've never heard this.
Nobody will have heard this full-length version until this release. It's 11 minutes 51, in fact.
Well, I love people that write songs about things like this. So there's a guy going down the street with a bag of fish saying, "You want me to buy any fish for my fish man?" Getting an 11-minute out of that.
Woo! Well, I'm guessing Write What You Know and in Nassau, Bahamas in 1972.
Funky Nassau and Fishman, that's it.
Yep.
So how come this was never being released before in this version of it? Where did they get it from?
It was only, the master tapes were only located by the group themselves within the last 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think that they'd remembered that they'd done a full-length version.
It might be a bit of a Nassau, Bahamas thing too.
I think it could be, yeah.
Just massive memory holes.
Just... So the original 45 version is the one that a lot of us have heard, is only 3 minutes 18, and it's just an edited down version of this. Now this Fishman, baby.
Hey, wait a minute. Fishman. Hey, hey, baby. Fishman. I love how I'm just laid back that is. I'm from the water. Hi. I was listening to a song about a fish, man. I don't think we listened to the whole 11 minutes though, Troy, so let's just say shouldn't. That is a gold mine right there.
What happens later in that is a lot of funky improvisations.
Really, I beg your pardon?
It's really good.
Funky improvisations?
Yes.
Funky improvisations?
Funky improvisations.
All right, well, I'll put up with it this once.
Now, funk, soul, what else? How about this? This here just arrived. I think it arrived on the morning of Record Store Day, and I don't know how many we had.
You're just winding people
shop.
Up, eh?
No, I'm not.
I was there on Record Store Day. How come I didn't see it?
Here we go. Now, A few years ago, Sound and Star put out a record on the Deptone label entitled, what was it called? Look Closer, I think it was called. Now, what we have, well, what you have in your hands there is,
A closer look at the Dept Kings. This is an LP album.
Yeah.
Ten songs. And what 10 is tracks. It? The instrumentals behind Sorn and Star's Look Closer, A Closer Look at the Dept Kings.
Right. So, basically, do you think the Dept Kings are the kind of group which lend themselves, you know, because they're such accompanists for vocalists, do they lend themselves to take away
the
vocals?
Of course, but that doesn't mean Sharon Jones, essentially, and then the other Deptone bands, eh?
Yeah, pretty much. Sharon Jones, Sorn and Star, of course, was Sharon Jones' Depettes before they did their album with the Dept Kings.
Nice to see them step into the spotlight, Troy, when you think. Yeah.
But this here is the sound of the Dept Kings unadorned by any vocalist. These, except for the tune we're going to play, which was one that was done for the album and not released. Let's give it a go. I think it's called Pawn Broker.
Beg your pardon?
Pawn, P-A-W-N, Broker.
All right, I understand now.
This is one of the tunes which didn't make it to Look Closer, but it is here on A Closer Look at the Dept Kings.
Coloured vinyl too, I might add.
1,600 in total worldwide, never to be repressed.
Shit.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think they kind of made it with a nod towards DJs who would like these extended instrumental mixes of their tunes. One, two. Right.
I see you didn't have that queued up there when you put that one on the platter either.
Well, I was thinking you
Troy.
Were going to do the queuing.
Here we go.
This is Pawnbroker.
Hello, senor.
What I really, really like about this is you can hear all of the exact detail in everything that the Bosco Man produces or the Dept Kings play. You listen, there's thought which has gone into every single piece, not just how it sounds, but how it's arranged and fits with everything else.
Including the slight gap they've given us here to talk about the song before it kicks in, probably.
They think of everything, these guys.
Lovely production again. Yeah. Of course, this is not old, this is new, isn't it?
This is, I'm not even sure if this was recorded 3 years ago. This might have been recorded more recently specifically for this release.
I wonder when they record it, whether they go, you know what, let's record this there, that sounds great, we've done it, and guess what, let's only make 1,600 copies in the whole world.
And we'll put them on a nice blue colour, why do we do that?
Available now from Southbound?
It is.
Very nice. Let's just run through those three, platters, right. Again, shall we? Platter number one, the one that I've already bought, so sucked in.
The one that you bought is Everybody's Talking About the Good Old Days, Shell and Soul, Episode 2. We've also got Episode 1 and 3.
Don't tell me that.
All double albums, all just as killer as this, Mike.
Whoa. That is killer. That is killer.
Okay, so that's the first one we did today. Oh, if you didn't hear what the song was, it was Black Ivory. I keep asking you questions, you keep telling me lies.
It's been the theme of this morning, hasn't it, really?
Isn't it just? Next up was the beginning of the end with Fishman, backed with Funky Nassau, both of those the full-length versions.
Bag of Fish.
12-inch. That was a Strut Records Today thing that we only had a couple of on Records Today, but now we've got them. And what is the third one? You've got it in your hand. It's A Closer Look at the Dept Kings.
The Pawnbroker.
This is the Pawnbroker.
Instrumentals.
All instrumentals, mainly
Sean
from...
Sean and Stars, Look Closer.
Yeah, that's right.
Thank you, Troy, for coming in. Always a pleasure.
Indeed,
look forward
it
is. To more awesome records from your awesome record store next week.
Thank you.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes.
You've only got...